My name is Caden Richard. I am 15 years old. Today's date is Saturday, November 17th, and I'm speaking with Anita, my grandma, my nanny, who is my grandma. And we are recording this in Palmyra, Pennsylvania. So, let's go. So, what were your expectations coming into this, and did they change?
Coming into the interview?
Yeah.
No expectations, just waiting to see what your questions will be.
Okay. All right. So, tell me about your parents. Tell me about my great-grandparents.
Your great-grandparents? They were Howard and Betty Doan.
Mm-hmm.
Mom's name was Betty Bean.
Mm-hmm.
And Dad came from a long line of Doan. She was basically Pennsylvania Dutch and German,
mm-hmm.
and Dad was German and part French.
Wow. All right. So, can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
I was happy-go-lucky, carefree, loved to play sports, loved to play instruments. Had three sisters that I loved to fight with.
Things never change.
Never change.
Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
One of my happiest memories as a child was probably when I was asked to do my first pantomime on stage for school assembly.
All right. So, can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influences on your life?
My dad was a big influence on my life because he was a hard worker, had good values, was honest, and he instilled that all in me.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom was a nurturer. She had her children, loved them, was a homemaker, loved her home, and that also was instilled in me.
Mhm. All right. So, can you tell me about some of the most important lessons you've learned in life?
Yes, the biggest lesson in life is to treat others the way you would like to be treated.
Mhm.
Plus, don't lie. A lie will grow and grow and grow until you just get caught up in it.
Mhm. That is very important. Can you tell me about the dumbest thing you've ever did in your life? So something funny.
The dumbest thing I ever did? Sure. I was waiting at the school bus one day, feeling really pretty and all fixed up without realizing that I still had my pajama bottoms on instead of my jeans.
Oh, wow.
That was before they called it Jammy Day.
So tell me about a teacher or other person that had a big impact on your life while you were growing up.
That was probably Mrs. Watson. She was my English teacher.
Mm-hmm.
I loved English, and she had such a passion for teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And she loved all her students.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right, there's one I want to skip to because we're past the mark. All right, thinking about your family many generations from now and knowing that they may hear this recording, is there anything you want to say to them? Any wisdom or advice you'd like to share?
I would like to let them know that they need to remain family and be close-knit and tight, and remember that it goes on and on, and everything you pass on to them will be passed on to their children and their children, and that love is the most important thing in your family.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you very much.